I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode contains no talk of death, torture, or war, but it does have lots of swearing.
Hello, welcome to the Reading Circle Temple. Happy April 1st. I'm Molly.
I'm Mindy.
I'm Brittany.
And I'm Goodwin.
And today we're reading Go the Fuck to Sleep by Adam Mansbach.
So grab your pillow.
Or your blankie.
Or your teddy bear.
And let's go the fuck to sleep.
It's way too early.
It's so early.
It is 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
It's not 8 yet.
For those of you who don't know, Go the Fuck to Sleep is a picture book for adults by Adam Mansbach. It's about a parent trying to put a kid to sleep.
The end.
That's our summary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Step one of our three-step reading process is reading like a novice. This is where we talk about what we liked and didn't like about the book. I kind of feel like Brittany should go first because Brittany owns this book. And Brittany feels this on a very personal level in a way that the rest of us probably don't.
I like on each page that it starts with like, oh, these animals are going to sleep. Aren't they cute? It reminds me of like all these other little go to sleep books that you have for your kids. It's like, oh, the animals are doing this. And it's like, go to fuck to sleep. Go to fuck to sleep. Go to fuck to sleep. But it's trying to make it sound all cutesy at first. Like all the sleep books, I think that's beautiful. I love it. And it progressively gets like more and more. Just like when you put your kid to bed, like, please go
it
to sleep.
More
and
by aggressive. The end,
it's like, I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't care. I'm a bad parent. You win. I lose. Whatever.
I particularly like the part where it's just like, I'm a shitty parent.
Yep.
But I don't care anymore.
I feel that so much. Trying to be nice to you, just please do the thing that I'm asking you to do. And then by the end of it, it's like, I'm a shitty parent, I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind if I keep arguing with you, and I don't want to lose my mind, and I don't want to scream and yell at you. So, you know what? You win. You can stay up with me, whatever. It's fine. Just, let's go.
just the steadily increasing rage.
Yes.
Yeah.
The aggression. Yes. It's the steadily growing aggression that gets me.
My favorite line is, a hot crimson rage fills my heart, love. For real. Shut the fuck up and sleep.
Like, you stole my favorite line.
Yeah, right? Because I feel this. Like, I'm trying to be nice, and I'm feeling, but you're making me feel so much rage. So much rage. And I don't want to show that rage to you, but come on. And there's a line too of like, it's been 38 minutes. Like, I like to do things after you go to sleep. I want to watch some TV, unwind, something. It's been 38 minutes. You're cutting into my alone time. Like, I got to unwind from you for a minute. And instead, I'm fighting with you. There's times that I end up just going to bed with them because I'm like, you know what? I don't even feel like fighting you because I'm not even going to be able to do any of the things that I want to after you go to sleep anyway. So I might as well just go the fuck to bed with you.
I was going to say that is kind of what happens at the end. Just fuck.
Yeah, just
go to bed.
Ghost, like, I know we plan to do all these things together after the kids went to bed, but you know what? Not gonna happen. Not gonna fucking happen. I'm just gonna go to bed with them and hope I don't fall asleep with them, and I'll be back. And that never works. That never fucking works. That never fucking works.
As a cat owner, I can relate exactly to how you
Oh,
feel.
yes,
A
absolutely.
hundred, it's exactly the same as having a child. I can't simply close my bedroom door and then put my basket of dirty clothes up against it so I can't hear them whacking the door and having it go ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta all through the
I've given
night.
up on that too, being a cat owner as well. I just leave the door open. I am a shitty ass parent and I just let my cat do whatever. Because then they're at
Yeah.
the door all night. Or they're trying to like claw the door open. Like, no, whatever, fine.
I certainly haven't given them two scoops a day just to keep them quiet, because holy fuck, they definitely haven't eaten enough because they're not fat as fuck.
Right?
I guess my favorite part while I'm yapping is the it's right at the end where they're finally able to start their movie and they're heating up popcorn. And the microwave goes beep, beep. I'm sure we've all been there. Trying to heat up a little snack at night. And then the microwave just like sets off a fucking alarm and just beep, beep. It's
Instead of
awful.
those been
Fucking
many a night.
sci-fi klaxons, just the loudest goddamn thing you've ever heard in your entire life. Yeah.
There
Yeah,
have
it's.
been many a night that I run to the microwave to try to open it before the last second goes. Like, it feels like you're defusing a bomb. Like, oh no, cut this before it
Dun
blows
dun
up.
dun 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 dun. Yeah, and then it's awful too, because then it's like, oh, I just edged the microwave by not letting it go off. But it's you can't win.
Who's next?
My favorite part is the page with the owls, because I really like that picture. It's just like this beautiful watercolor. And I'm gonna be really negative about this book, y'all. I don't know. I've never been a huge fan of like the like digital art that looks like you have different things pasted together, which is what the art mostly looks like in this book. And that picture is the only one that like doesn't really look like that because it doesn't have a kid cut into it. It's just this beautiful sunset with owls. Also, I have some issues with the scansion in a couple of places. Okay, the page with the frogs says, "The kids from daycare are in dreamland. The froggy has made his last leap." Hell no, you can't go to the bathroom. You know where you can go the fuck to sleep. It doesn't scan right. Like, it's not following the correct pattern. And I meant to figure out what the meter in feet of this was, but I didn't. But it really should be something more like, where the fuck can you go to sleep? And then there's another page too. The one with the tiger. The tiger reclines in the simmering jungle. The sparrow has silenced her cheep. Fuck your stuff, bear. I'm not getting you shit. Close your eyes, cut the crap, sleep. And again, it doesn't quite work. And if he just put an and in there, close your eyes, cut the crap, and sleep, it just scan a little bit better.
Okay, but
Oh
here's the
no, this
thing.
was probably one of my favorite pages as well, the tiger page, because like slowly losing your shit, so you don't have time to add an and in there. You're losing
Well,
your shit.
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I love that as it progresses, it does kind of get more aggressive and it falls out of line.
I feel
So
like I've
like
told Malia this shit before. Like she lays down and she's like, "I want whichever stuffed animal." I go look for it. I'm like, "Where is it?" She's like, "I don't know." I'm like, "You don't need that one then. Is there a different stuffed animal you want to use?" She's like, "No, I want that one." I'm like,
who's fucking bad?
exactly. Like, you're not getting that one. I'm not spending 45 minutes looking for a fucking stuffed animal that you say you have to sleep with. You haven't slept with this one in like months. And now you're like, oh, I have to sleep with this one. I don't fucking think so. Go to sleep. Go the fuck to sleep. No.
Well, see,
I feel this one.
Indy, I would accept your argument if it did this consistently, but there's one spot in the beginning and there's one spot in the end where the scansion is off, and like, so if he really wanted to show that, then he should have had the scansion slowly fall apart.
Yeah.
Like, in a much more consistent manner.
You know what? Yeah, you've got a point.
That is
a very, very fair point.
I like that the narrator emphasizes how much they love their kid.
Yeah.
They're like, I love you, darling. Now go the fuck to sleep.
Yes.
Very consistent.
As it steadily gets more aggressive, you know that they still love their kid. Just on with everything.
Yeah. Actually, that is one thing that it does do consistently, is it uses the pet names like more and more as it goes on.
Because they're trying to be nice. They're trying to not lose their shit with their kids.
Trying not to murder them, but like
I have to remind myself in my blinding rage that I still love you. I love you so much. I love you, and I have to remind myself that because I want to lose it. I want to lose it so bad.
Again, I'm gonna argue with Marjorie here. I love the art.
It's just, it's not my style.
Yeah.
It's not that the art's bad. I'm actually glad you like the art, because I feel a little bad trash talking it. I'm like, it's just not my thing.
I don't know. I like that weird kind of like cut out layers art.
Yeah.
Like superimposed.
Yeah. Well, not even so much the superimposed, because like I like those construction paper art where they take them and then they like cut out the different shapes and they build something and you can tell that it's all layered together. I don't know what the term for that is, but I love that kind of stuff. I know I've mentioned it, but the steadily more and more aggressive until finally just giving up.
Yeah.
Relatable.
Very.
Absolutely relatable.
Super relatable.
If I had this book while my little brother was growing up, I would have fucking read it to him. My dad would have been very upset, but I could have passed off him learning the word fuck from him. I could have been sneaky about it, but no, I didn't have this book when he was growing up. So
this is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Part two of our three-step reading process is reading like a dedicate. This is where we look for a theme or message in the chapter. What theme or message did you find?
Go the fuck to sleep, I think is the theme.
Exasperation.
Yeah, exasperation. Slowly losing your mind.
Perseverance.
Oh, I like that one.
I like that one too.
Okay. I think my original was like exasperation or frustration, but I really wanted to try and take it a different direction. So I wrote insomnia because I feel this book on a personal level for different reasons. Like I don't have to try and put kids to sleep, but I have to try and put myself to sleep and my mind to sleep. And it'll be like, I need to write like the insomnia version of this because it's like, it's one in the fucking morning. You have to get up at six. Go the fuck to sleep. And I can't. And so, yeah. And I actually did have insomnia as a kid. Off and on.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had insomnia when I was that little. I remember being like in middle school and like waking up at like one in the morning and not being able to go back to sleep.
I remember those days. I would my dad used to work overnights and I would just not be able to sleep. And so we'd sit and play video games.
Yeah.
When he was off work or he would take off of work just to sit and play video games with me all night because I couldn't sleep.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, my parents were teachers and they had to get up. And I think like the first night, one night it happened, I like had a temper tantrum or something because I was so frustrated that I couldn't sleep. And my parents were like, read a book, let us sleep. And so after that, I would just get up and read for a while. And then my dad used to just assume that I stayed up all night reading. And I was like, no, like, but I just like for a year, this was just a regular thing where I'd wake up and. And then went away for a while and I came back.
That sucks.
So, somebody else who has anxiety, yes, I understand. Go the fuck to sleep for adults who have anxiety.
Yeah.
Mine is fighting federal overreach. The book places us as the child and the federal government is overstepping its bounds because it's telling you like, oh, you need to go to sleep. You need to, you know.
Conform. Comply.
Yeah, you need to comply to government regulations at all times. Like, you know, oh, don't run around naked in the street in front of people or don't assault police officers or don't throw used car batteries into the ocean. Ugh. Like why can't we do that? I physically can, but the government, you know, just has to overstep its bounds and tell us, you know, when you don't comply, they get mad. They get real mad and they tell you lie the fuck down or stop resisting or put your penis away, and it's awful, you know. The government can't tell you to do that.
So I'm taking it that what you're getting out of this is that if we just continue to resist, we will wear the government down and they
and
will eventually give up.
They give up. The power is in the people. The government cannot physically stop you from throwing batteries in the ocean, at least not for long. If you keep trying, you will succeed. Electric eels need to be charged somehow, and car batteries are the most. You're not using them. They're mostly dead. So what do you do? The answer is clear. You grab 6, 8, 4 dozen used car batteries and throw them into the ocean.
I thought that the electric eels charged the batteries, not the other way around.
No. See, nature can't take care of itself. So after the electric eels use up their charge, they're all like tired and they can't do shit. So you have to charge them. It is your God given, God gave us dominion over animals, and he said, charge electric eels by throwing batteries into the ocean.
That I think I remember that Bible. Part of the Bible.
Yeah, that's that, in the Bible.
That must be in the Christian Bible. That's not in the Torah.
Yeah, that was
familiar.
That was in Revelations. That was after God chilled out and was like, that was after Old Testament God chilled out and had a kid and was no longer crazy and bloodthirsty. And he's like,
so what I'm hearing is that God had a kid, couldn't get Jesus to go the fuck to sleep, and then went, you know what? Maybe I just need to be a little more relaxed about this whole humanity thing.
Yeah, because God was like, you know, I love humans. They're pretty chill. And God's like, okay, whatever. I don't give a shit. And then God, just like in the book, he escapes from heaven and he runs down the hall. The hall is Earth. And then God falls asleep, and then humans kill God. That's also in the book. The alarm going off in the microwave, that is the crucifixion of Christ. Okay, I'm looking too much. Okay. We're getting off topic. So the federal government will not let me throw car batteries in the ocean, and it's pretty fucked. But as long as I keep trying, I will get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually the government's going to be tired of dealing with my bullshit. And I will either be able to successfully charge the electric eels or die.
Die trying.
Yes.
Said it is my God-given right to charge the electric eels with used car batteries.
Yes. Absolutely.
How did people charge the electric eels before car batteries were invented?
Batteries have been around for millennia, which is exactly how long the Earth has been around. So we've been doing it since the dawn of time.
Oh, okay.
And before that, God would shoot lightning at the ocean.
They would all cluster right there at the top, hoping that they're the one who gets struck.
Yeah.
Survival of the fittest.
No, that is not what I said. That is the opposite of what God wants, I think.
Well, the eel's got to fight to get to whoever gets the battery, right?
No,
this is making God sound like he has his parenting choices are very similar to Britney's, whereby
you gotta duke it out, see who wins, who gets the prize at the end.
This is why I throw anywhere between 6 and 200 car batteries at once, so everyone gets a chance to charge up.
There's a lot more eels than 6, but you know.
No, between 6 and 200. So yeah, it's fine. They'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out.
It's always worked before. It's never been an issue before. Yeah.
Fair.
The only time it becomes an issue is when the federal government tries to stop me, and then I have to wrestle with cops, and then I sue them, and then the EPA gets on me, and then I get letters in the mail saying, "Stop throwing batteries in the ocean," and then I refuse to comply. And then I go to jail for 6 months. And then I come back out. And then the next day I start throwing batteries in the ocean again.
How do you source all these car batteries?
I steal them from my neighbors. They don't need them. Their cars are parked in the driveway. They're not using them. Here's a little tip that the federal government doesn't want you to know. You can just steal car batteries. No one will stop you. If you go out at 2 in the morning with a crowbar and a ratchet, you can get as many car batteries as you want. And you're doing the Earth a favor, because Earth needs electric eels to charge the Earth's mantle. So tectonic plates will continue to shift. So I'm doing my part. Are you?
Edward, I love you. I want you to know this before I say what I'm about to say. Right now, with the way you look and the stuff that you're saying, you look like a white man with a podcast.
He does.
It's the way you're talking into the mic and the shit you're saying.
The podcast people can't see this, but I did recently upgrade my equipment. So It very much looks like that. Plus the whiteboard with the writing in the back, and
yeah,
Goodwin's conspiracy board in the background.
The guns in the background. Yeah. I get it.
I love you. I had to state that beforehand, but you look like that white guy with a podcast.
I really do. And I kind of hate it.
What happens if the tectonic plate stops shifting?
Oh, we all get flung out into space because gravity will stop working.
Okay. All right. Yes. I gotta go steal some car batteries tonight.
Thank you.
Same.
I would really appreciate it if everyone in the podcast or everyone listening will go and steal between 6 and 200 car batteries in 30.
I mean, I live in an apartment area. There's a lot of cars parked here. So
yeah. And if you can't make it to the ocean, throw them in the river and they will naturally migrate to the ocean.
All right.
I do work at a hotel. I can just
I
live like the lake is out there. I can just go drop them in the lake.
See it.
I got you.
There you go. It's so simple and easy. It's just a very simple step that we can all take to prevent us getting flung into space because the tectonic plates stopped shifting and gravity stopped working. I don't think any of us want that.
No, absolutely not.
Do your part and definitely do exactly the crimes I'm stating you should commit with 100% sincerity.
Part three of our three-step reading process is reading like a mage. This is where we use the text to craft magic in our own lives. Get a popcorn popper. That's what I got out of it. Get a popcorn popper so you don't have to use the microwave.
Smart. That's right.
I was just going to say you could learn to cook it on the stove. Tend it.
But you're going to be exhausted from trying to get your kid to sleep. You won't have the mental capacity to cook it on the stove anymore. The oil's going to splash and then you're going to be like, fuck! And then the kid's going to wake up. So you get a popcorn popper and just does it. Takes care of it by itself.
Just do not put your hot sauce in with the kernels. Wait until after it's popped. Put the hot sauce in.
Someone made that mistake before?
My biological mother. Brilliant woman, has a PhD, super smart, put the ghost pepper hot sauce in with popcorn kernels in her popcorn machine, her popcorn popper.
Yeah, it's gonna
we were not fun. Able to go into the house for 2 days.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
It is awful.
There's capsaicin in the air.
Yeah, it was awful. It was
Make your own pepper spray.
She must have gassed us.
Popcorn maker gas bomb.
Incredible. Who needs pepper spray when you can pepper spray an entire building?
Right. My magic is just let your kid do whatever the fuck they want. They're not gonna listen anyway. So just go the fuck to sleep yourself. That's your alone time, sleeping. Sleep. They can do whatever. Go. Whatever. I don't care.
One of my creative writing teachers in college had this story about this author who said she had a dedicated writing time. And she was like, she goes to her office, she shuts the door, and she just writes. And she says, you cannot disturb me unless there is blood and an ambulance.
Yes.
Must be both.
Yes.
My personal magic is appeasement. Do whatever you can to appease the child that's trying to sleep. So that means if the EPA levies fines against you for throwing car batteries in the ocean, just pay them. It's a couple $1,000s. It's fine. I don't care. As soon as I'm done paying and they think I'm no longer a problem, I'm going to keep doing it. And it'll be fine, because what are they going to do? Fine me again? That's fine. I'd rather be fined money for throwing car batteries in the ocean than be blown off into space because of tectonic plates and the Earth stops spinning. So, it's worth it.
I have a second one. I am going to steal my friend Abby's story. Damn, I wish I remembered her last name. So when I was in high school, I did storytelling competitions. And me and this other girl for 3 years in a row went back and forth getting first and second place. She had a story one year. This was my favorite story that she ever told. About a worm that wanted to fly. And the worm talked to a caterpillar that like talked to a butterfly because it was like, hey, you used to be a caterpillar, but now you're a butterfly. And the how did you do that? And the caterpillar, the butterfly was like, well, I ate a bunch and then I like wrapped myself up in a chrysalis and then I took a nap and then I came out and I was a butterfly. And so the worm is like, cool, I'm gonna try that. And so he like eats a bunch and then kind of goes on this adventure where he like gets picked up by a bird and almost fed to the little chicks and manages to escape and all this because he's trying to sleep and he can't, he's got the insomnia, and then he gets all this adventure and then he's exhausted when he finally gets back home and he burrows into the ground and he just sleeps and he sleeps for a week and when he wakes up he is a ladybug. And the moral of the story is you'd be surprised what a week's worth of sleep can do for you. And that's what I got out of this book.
Makes sense to me. Nice.
Yeah. Sleep good.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, I can't say my magic is, oh, I should sleep more, because I'm not going to fucking do that. That would be a lie.
You just talked about how you're just going to go take a little nap instead of go to sleep.
Like, listen, dear listeners and fellow podcast makers, I don't want to lie to you and say and in 2024, I will try and sleep more. Because I won't. However, my magic will be try and outlast them. I want to be the child in this case. Push until you cannot push any further. Lots of caffeine. Lots of perseverance. Lots of biting kneecaps.
All right. Well, I love you. We're done, right?
I needed to add one more thing.
Okay.
One more thing.
All right.
About this book.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Go the Fuck to Sleep is the 69th book on the American Library Association's list of most commonly challenged books in the United States. Mm-hmm. Between 2010 and 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So like straight up people are complaining about this book being in libraries because of its cursing, I guess.
But, because they probably think people are actually reading this to their children when obviously you should not. Like,
yeah, yes, but
Reading Circle Temple does not condone reading this to children.
Like, it should be quite clear, but knowing people, they're like, oh my god, parents are actually reading this to their kids? Oh, what horrible people.
That is because people are stupid.
Very.
Yep.
Very stupid. But it just makes me giggle that this book is also associated, it's on the same list as The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that they're in the same fucking like list is so.
And I'm sure To Kill a Mockingbird and The Hunger Games,
The Anarchist Cookbook,
Shel Silverstein,
yeah, The Diary of Anne Frank,
Oh my god,
yeah,
seriously,
yeah,
Catcher in the Rye, all the good books that make you think, it is on the same thing.
Oh, annoying. Also, so number stupid.
Number 69, you know, nice. Like, it's
nice.
Fun.
Nice.
Well, it does have fuck in the title, so.
Yeah.
It does.
Barely. It's covered by the moon.
Doesn't count.
That's our episode. Happy April Fool's Day. We'll be back next week with more battle magic.
Yeah.
This is probably a good break, honestly.
Yeah, before we get to more death, so
Yeah. Happy April Fools, everybody.
Happy April Fools.
Reading Circle Temple is produced by us, Molly,
Brittany,
Indy,
and Goodwin.
If you like the show, tell your friends about us.
If you don't like the show, tell your enemies.
You can also help people find us by leaving a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Find all our episodes at our new home on Acast, shows.acast.com/readingcircletemple.
Shake at us. We'd love to hear from you.
Send us an email at templeofreadingcircle@gmail.com.
You can also follow Reading Circle Temple on Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook. And you can join our Reading Circle Temple Facebook group.
To find us on Twitter, tweet at Reading Temple.
A special thanks to Yellows for Happy for our artwork. You can find more of their art by following Yellows for Happy Draws on Tumblr and Shannon Ann Draws on Instagram.
Another special thanks to Brittany's brother, Thomas Dick, for our theme music. You can find more of his music by following Thomas Dick on SoundCloud.
Thanks to Tamara Pierce for writing The Circle of Magic, and thanks to you for listening.
Let's all have coffee next week.
Brittany, are you worried that someone on our podcast doesn't recognize sarcasm?
No.
Just a little bit, actually.
Sorry, hold on. My lawyer is telling me right now that was all a joke, and definitely don't steal your neighbor's car batteries.
For legal purposes, this is a joke.
If the fact that this wasn't released on April 1st wasn't an indicator that this is a joke, this is very clearly a joke. Marjorie, please leave this in. I don't want to get in trouble if people start stealing their neighbor's car batteries and throwing them in the ocean. Then the EPA will be really mad at me.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.